American President Donald Trump on Monday defended his attacks on four female Democratic members of Congress, saying he is not worried about criticism because many people agree with me. Trump added, "If you hate our country, you can leave." He claimed the four lawmakers had used bad language and said terrible things about the U.S., Israel, and the presidency. Trump's comments came a day after he wrote a series of messages on Twitter telling the four women to go back and help fix the broken and crime-infested countries they came from. The four congresswomen are all considered progressive Democrats. They are Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Omar was born in Somalia and became a naturalized U.S. citizen before her election to Congress. The other three, all minorities, were born in the United States. Later on Monday, the four lawmakers appeared together in a televised news conference. Representative Ayanna Pressley urged Americans to not take the bait and called the president's comments a distraction from other issues.
Republicans have mostly stayed quiet about Trump's comments. Only a few Republican lawmakers have spoken out against the president. Susan Collins is a Republican senator from Maine who is running for re-election next year. She said Trump's Twitter messages were way over the line and he should take that down. Another Republican, John Kasich, called the president's tweets deplorable. He is a former governor of Ohio and a one-time member of Congress. Tim Scott of South Carolina is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. On Monday, he said that Trump had interjected with unacceptable personal attacks and racially offensive language in his tweets about the lawmakers. A strong Republican defender of Trump is Senator Lindsey Graham, also of South Carolina. On Monday, Graham advised the president to aim higher during an appearance on Fox News. But Graham also strongly criticized the four lawmakers in question. He called them a bunch of communists, anti-Semitic, and anti-American. He said they hate Israel, they hate our own country, they're calling the guards along our border, the border control agents, concentration camp guards. They accuse people who support Israel of doing it for the Benjamins, or money. Several months ago, Representative Ilhan Omar had suggested that members of Congress support Israel in exchange for money, while Tlaib used bad language to predict that Trump would be removed from office.
Democrats universally condemned Trump's comments as racist and divisive. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the comments disgusting. She said Trump went beyond his own low standards using disgraceful language about members of Congress. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez answered Trump in a tweet saying, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States." She added, "But given how you've destroyed our border with inhumane camps, all at a benefit to you and the corps who profit off them, you are absolutely right about the corruption laid at your feet." Representative Ilhan Omar added, "You are stoking white nationalism because you are angry that people like us are serving in Congress and fighting against your hate-filled agenda." Representative Ayanna Pressley said, "This is what racism looks like. We are what democracy looks like, and we're not going anywhere." And Representative Rashida Tlaib repeated her call for Trump's impeachment. She wrote, "He is the crisis. His dangerous ideology is the crisis. He needs to be impeached." Pelosi also said on Monday the House would vote on a resolution condemning the comment. She called on lawmakers from both parties to support the resolution. She said the resolution would include former Republican President Ronald Reagan's last speech as president, in which he thanked immigrants. In the speech, Reagan said, "If the U.S. ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost."
Two close American allies have also condemned Trump's tweets about the four lawmakers. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Trump's comments are not how we do things in Canada. A spokesman for British Prime Minister Theresa May said the language Trump used was completely unacceptable. When asked Monday whether his recent comments were racist, Trump told White House reporters, "Not at all." It is not the first time Trump has been accused of expressing racist ideas. When he first announced his candidacy for president in June 2015, Trump said Mexico was sending criminals and rapists into the country. During the presidency of Barack Obama, Trump repeatedly claimed that Obama, the country's first black president, was not born in the United States. In his first year as president, Trump said there were good people on both sides of the 2017 clashes between white supremacists and anti-racist demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. And during a White House meeting on immigration in early 2018, Trump reportedly used insulting language to describe Haiti, as well as several African nations. I'm Ashley Thompson.
I'm Jonathan Evans.